You know, as always, Sue's very supportive of me. So we're driving to Sabbath school this morning, and I told her, I said, I've got to concentrate on my lesson today. I'm teaching. I said, do you think that I am a meek person? And she says, no way. And I said, well, no, think about it. Do you think I'm 25% meek? And she says, you're not 1% meek. Now, the lesson says that meek will inherit the earth, so I think I'm in lots of trouble then. But I did have an experience with meekness, and I want to see if you can relate to this. As you might know, if you don't know, you will. I became unretired, and I do some sales recruiting and training for a security company, Hawk. And of course, I love interviewing. And so the other day, I had a real sharp person come in. And as we were sitting down interviewing, I always ask two questions. I kind of intermingle them somewhere in because it does give me. Always ask them, what do you consider is your strength? And then I always ask somewhere later, what do you consider your weak point? And you'll be amazed in an interview how people will ramble for minutes on their weak point. And some of them just literally just talk themselves right out of a job. But it's a good question to ask. So I asked this gentleman, which I really liked, I said, what do you consider is your strength? And he kind of thought for a few seconds and he said, well, I'll tell you, I'm a very, very meek person. And I looked at him and I said, explain what, that's your biggest strength? You're a very, very meek person? And he said, yes, I'm very, very meek. I said, man, I'm not looking for meek people. I'm looking for closers. And then because he was meek, I thought I'd have some fun. So I ran him out, chasing him in the parking lot, chased him all the way to his car, and threatened him. Because, man, I found a meek person that I could bully. So what's so great about being meek? That was an Aesop fable. Just in case somebody gets out of here and says, oh, what a mean person that person is.
Well, Ernie, I was just going to say you're lucky if this term has shit you or something.
So what is so good about being meek? What is a definition of meek? What do we consider meekness? In this crucible, this is what this quarter is all about, we're supposed to be beat up, burned up, pounded on, whatever in this crucible. And one of the things we're supposed to come out of this crucible experience is to be meek. So what do you think is a common definition when you hear the word, Richard, meek? What's the first thing that comes up in your mind?
I think meekness comes, there are different areas of different definitions of meek.
Okay.
Some areas being meek would be more passive, turn the other cheek and accept what somebody else has got to say. In other areas, you can't be meek. You have to be somewhat rigid to keep yourself from getting run over.
Okay.
Like chasing somebody in the parking lot.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I just think of humble and have to relate to being humble, maybe.
Okay. That's the definition. Anybody else? Ma'am, are you a meek person?
I try to be.
Thank you. See? That's good. That's good. See?
I think meekness is a recognition that it's not all about us. I mean, if I'm meek, I'm really recognizing what I contribute, but that I only offer a piece of it. I mean, when I work with couples in counseling, somebody that thinks they're all the problem is really kind of egocentric. Because they think, I'm all the problem. Well, if I'm all the problem, then I'm also all the powerful.
Yeah, everything.
I create all the problems, so I am almighty. And so I think to me, meek, this is a recognition that I add and contribute, but I'm not the whole picture.
Okay. George Bernard Shaw said it's hard to be meek because once you achieve it, you become very proud. So what is meekness? Well, let's look at where we commonly would find the word and what we think. So we must set a scene to see where we first become acquainted that we have to be meek. And man, we already give once. Sir.
I saw a quote one time, it's always been one of my favorites, is if the meek shall inherit the earth, what happens to us tigers?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because it's hard to be an aggressive salesperson, which I am, and consider yourself meek or humble. And of course, I have my wife who will always tell me where I stand on that issue. So let's go to the Sermon on the Mount, because that's where we think we first hear this. Jesus was beginning his public ministry, and he was by the Sea of Galilee, and he was going to begin his discourse with his 12 disciples. This was a teaching time. And so he had just called them, and so he's there at the seashore, and he wants to begin to visit and teach with the 12 disciples. Well, there was lots of rumors going around that he claimed to be the Messiah. Some people said he was the Messiah. And so Jesus, as he looks up, working with the 12 disciples, he sees a large congregation and multitude coming by. So it was so big that he couldn't function there on the seashore. So he moves up into the mountain. He finds a very nice flat place. Come on in. How are you doing? Well, how are you doing? And what are you doing?
Did you leave John?
I did leave John.
He thinks we live in Washington State for some reason, but I'm here.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm looking great. I'm here.
Well, good. Well, tell us. You know me. I love interruptions. So we're going to stop for a second. No, but you're not interrupting. We're glad. What are you doing here? Share with us.
Well, I moved to a farm.